From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I looked at the Dow Jones. They're okay, aren't they? Up a couple of hundred when I last looked.
Oh, man. I heard Biden say he's feeling good about where we are, but it begs the question of where are we, doesn't it, really? First of all, let's just confirm, you know, what markets have done. The Dow, and they're on fire, really. I mean, they're very positive. Dow Jones up over 2.7%. S&P 500 now up over 3%, and the NASDAQ up over 4%. And we talked about those tech stocks rallying yesterday. And if I look within the markets, Mike, there's been some big moves there. Facebook, and admittedly, this was about a quarter of an hour ago. They might have moved in that time, but Facebook was up over 7%. Google, 6.5%. Amazon up 6%. So that's all looking very positive. So, and it's not just the share market that we're seeing a lot of volatile moves in, Mike. We've seen big moves in the US Treasury market overnight as well. The 10-year Treasury bond spiked significantly over the course of the evening, got all just up to just under 1%, which is a big move from where it was. It's now fallen back again. Not only that, Mike, we've got to throw in massive moves that we've seen overnight in Uber and Lyft as well, both of them up over 11 to 12%. And that's on the back of the passing of this, what they call Prop 22 in California, which allows the drivers to stay as contractors. But hey, Mike, back to the share market, and why is it doing what it's doing? Because this is fascinating. It's almost as if the investors are rewarding the potential stalemate, because I would have thought uncertainty around no result would argue for uncertainty for the share market. But that's not what we're seeing right now in these indices, is it? So I'm a little bemused. I mean, on the one hand, you've got big stimulus spending under Biden, but changes to tax. On the other hand, you've got more of the same under Trump. And that's one factor we have to think about, Mike, and that's what happens in these lower, in the House and the Senate as well. So do you end up with sort of a stalemate situation where you can't affect a great deal of change? And if that's the case, Mike, keeps the Federal Reserve front and centre, keeps monetary policy front and centre, because there won't be cooperation of fiscal policy, it's a sort of continuation of a muddled response to COVID. In the short term, that keeping the Fed front and centre is positive for share markets, but in a more objective sense, quite exasperating. I'm with you, Mike, on this one. I actually can't get Trump across the line.
No, I can't. You think Georgia's going to flip, and I, at this point, disagree with you, but I bow to your expertise around places like Atlanta. I get what you're saying, but the, I mean, I'm looking at Georgia at the moment. 50.3 place, 48.5.
Look at the numbers, though. At the numbers. 100,000 voters.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only 100,000 in it. There's almost 400,000 votes to come in, and the centre of Atlanta, very progressive. It's voting 80-20 to Biden. But anyway, I don't think,
course,
I just worked the numbers again.
If it flips, it's over, obviously.
Obviously, I don't think it will, actually. I've done the numbers. I don't think it will. But I can't get...
I mean, if you give Biden Nevada... if you give Trump Nevada, maybe you can get him across the line. If Arizona turns out to be wrong and you give it back to him, maybe. But, you know, that's a lot of ifs, isn't it? Anyway, what about locally? 5.3. What do you make of it?
Yeah, 5.3. That was pretty good. The thing is, so this is unemployment data for yesterday. So unemployment rate, 5.3%, quite close to consensus expectations. To do this very quickly, Mike, what we're actually seeing is a continuation of this trend of us being in a slightly better place than we thought we were going to be. If you look at the MPS, the monetary policy statement forecast for that, it was at 7. Look at the pre-food forecast for that, 6.4%. So 5.3, well below those. The underutilization rate's a little bit of a worry, 13.2%. So people actually want to be working more, wage growth stronger than expected, hours worked was encouraging, but it just continues this theme of we're in a slightly better place than we thought we were going to be, Mike, which also weakens the argument for negative interest rates next year.
All right, what are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones right now, 28,220, up 740 points, 2.7%. S&P 500, 3,476, up 107, that's just over 3%. The NASDAQ, as I said, on fire, 11,641, up 4.3%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 5,883, also up strongly, about 1.7%. The Nikkei, 23,695, also up 1.7%. Shanghai Composite up 6.3277. The ASX 200, they missed the memo. They were down 4, 6062. We gained 0.57% on the NZX 50 yesterday. closing at 12,199. Currencies behaving themselves. Kiwi dollar 0.6694 against the US, 0.9315 Aussie, 0.5710 euro, 0.5146 pounds, 69.91 against the Japanese yen. Gold just dipped under that key mark of 1,900. It's $1,899.65, but the oil market's liking it. It's up $41.11.
All right, mate, have a good one. Appreciate your expertise as always. Andrew Keller from jmawealth.co.nz.